Proverbs chapter 24. Don't ye be envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about mischief. Through wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, by knowledge the rooms are filled with all rare and beautiful treasure. A wise man has great power, and a knowledgeable man increases strength, for by wise guidance you wage your war, and victory is in many advisers. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He doesn't open his mouth in the gate. One who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin. The mocker is detested by men. If you falter in the time of trouble, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being led away to death. Indeed, hold back those who are staggering to the slaughter. If you say, "Behold, we didn't know this," doesn't he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, doesn't he know it? Shall he not render to every man according to his work? My son, eat honey, for it is good, the droppings of the honeycomb, which are sweet to your taste, so you shall know wisdom to be to your soul. If you have found it, then will there be a reward, where hope will not be cut off. Don't lay in wait, wicked man, against the habitation of the righteous. Don't destroy his resting place, for a righteous man falls 7 times, and rises up again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't let your heart be glad when he is overthrown, lest Yahweh see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Don't fret yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the wicked, for there will be no reward to the evil man, and the lamp of the wicked shall be snuffed out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious, for their calamity will rise suddenly, the destruction from them both who knows. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You're righteous," people shall curse him, a nation shall abhor him, but it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and a rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Prepare your work outside. Make it ready for you in the field. Afterwards, build your house. Don't be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Don't deceive with your lips. Don't say, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." I went by the field of the sluggard, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Behold, it was all grown over with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw, and considered well. I saw, and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as a robber, and your want as an armed man.